Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Ref. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of our broadcast. We have a very special guest for you today, and it's going to be Mr. John Ware and David Ware, and we're going to have him on the second segment. He is founder of 168 Film Project, and we're going to have a great thing. I am an alumni of that, and I'll let John know that. I don't think he knows that, but... Didn't do too great. I'll talk to him about that, see if I should give it a second go around. He probably wants me to try it again. Who knows? Who knows? We'll find out in just a little bit. We're gonna be hopefully getting some of the recordings done as well. Tonight we have a live show with a First Call on Midwatch with the TV. So if you have not visited us at revmediatv.com, right now you're on Rev Media Network. .com, but if you go to revmediatv.com tonight at 7:30, First Call will be on the air with us, and we're going to be doing talking about different things. I don't know, what are we talking about tonight? Tonight we are talking about what motivates you, and that's going to be a two-part series, just continuing it on Thursday night with our guest John McTernan, and you're going to enjoy him. He has a couple of videos we're going to show and talk to him from our interviews at the NRB. And I am getting ready for the ICRS. We're giving you all these abbreviations. Okay, the NRB is the National Religious Broadcasters, and the ICRS is an International Christian Retail Show, also known to the book world as the CBA, the Christian Book Publishers Association. So we're going to be at that in June. Summer's always cool because when I go to these conventions, I'm able to take my family. Last year, oh my goodness, Disneyland took all my money. And they did. I mean, just to get into the parks was expensive. And the food and everything was good, just a little bit more. Actually, the food is good. So if you do go, plan to eat in the park. Just eat there because it's about $1, $2 more than what you'd pay. But you're getting high-quality food. I'm not advertising for them, but I'm just telling you, it's actually pretty good if you do it that way. And anyway, this year we're going to be in St. Louis. I am praying that God brings me was it a tour bus? I want a tour bus. I release it in the anointing and faith. I'm remembering driving here this morning, I'm not remembering driving here. Driving here, I was remembering visiting with someone. And I don't remember which minister it was, but we're talking about Oral Roberts. And he said that Oral Roberts would always say, present the need to God first, and then present the need to the congregation, or to the people. I guess the people, to the people. And when you do that, you've presented it to two places, God and the people, and just have faith that God will use the people to bring it, or God will bring it some other way. So, just have faith. And so I'm leaving my RV in his hand. Well, not an RV, but a tour bus. I want a tour bus. I need six beds in there. I need, oh my goodness, so many other things. Room for myself, for an office, and my master bedroom has an office there. I need a full-size kitchen as well. I need a full-size kitchen because it needs to have everything for me to be relaxed and able to go to, especially when I go do healing services and stuff. Instead of going back to the hotel, I can go to my RV or my bus, and I can spend time in there getting ready for the next part of the services and just going out there. I'm expecting a huge push on healing in America. Praise God. That's what I'm really expecting. It's something that I just hope that it just happens for us, that we're able to push it forward, that we're able to encourage people and really see a healing. How many people have you seen that's out there that you just wish they were healed and just prayed for and just asking God, and there's just a hindrance happening out there? Their faith isn't where it needs to be to get the healing, I don't know. I know you have to inspire people to believe. And that's why stories and stuff out there. They help encourage that. Different types of things, different type of shows like this one, other great shows out there. They encourage people. And that's why Christian television and Christian filmmaking, it's so important. Because people love going to the movies. People love listening to radio. People love watching television. And it's the more inspirational stories really, really get a lot of publicity. But not only that, it gets a lot of viewership. And if you can put a story out there that's going to change someone's life, and yeah, there's hours and days and months put into these productions, even years, but you're able to reach someone. And I think that's important. What do you think? I publish books. I have plenty of great men of God in our arsenal of Revenue Publishing. In fact, I want to announce Frank Massapica, New Covenant Church here in Humble, just put his book through our publishing company. It looks gorgeous on the digital proof. And it is in production today. So it's The Unsupervised Man and The Unsupervised Woman. I'm going to have him on the radio show with us probably next week. I'm going to see if he can come in and do a couple of radio shows with me. And we'll cover one book one day, and we'll cover the second book the second day. And we just want to get these things rolling. Because I tell you, my friends, I tell you, it takes faith to change things. But faith has to be inspired. It has to be inspired. You can't expect someone to react in faith if they're not inspired to. That's why we have the Word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. Why do you need to seek the kingdom of God first? Because you got to learn about faith. You got to learn about God's way of doing things. You got to learn about God's way of living. It all comes to you when you seek the kingdom of God. When you work on your life, I guarantee you, God's going to work on your life. Amen. As much as you try to change things yourself and do self-help books and go into the right motivational speakers, and what gets me is I went to a couple of things, not really. Okay, one mortgage one, the motivational speaker. Do you know the guy that did the mortgage sound like the same guy that was trying to sell you packages? And these guys are all over the television at night, and they have call centers, and they tell you to join their real estate flipping, to join their auction hunting, to join the how to do this. They'll sell you a book, and they're going to be $400 or $500, and you join the program, $1,500. I remember going to one. And even myself, I was like, man, I don't have the $4,000 to get into this program. But if I did, I probably would have just wrote him a check right there or swiped a card. Praise God. I probably would. Thank God I didn't have the funds, because the guy was arrested. Maybe 2 years later, we seen him arrested. It's not funny to laugh at that, but it was a scam. All they were doing was selling you books, and all they were doing was selling you DVDs and selling you a mentorship over the phone. And you weren't producing anything. Some have, but not many. And they took him to court and put him in jail. While he was in a Ferrari, had a plane, had everything. You know, these things make you wonder. You know, when you hear good things, it excites you. When you hear someone motivating you, why do you think these motivational speakers are paid so much to come in and pay $1,000 to hear Donald Trump talk? Because it inspires something in you to go do it. They got some secrets. Praise God, they do. I mean, obviously, they got to where they are. But it's some common sense, too. And some good breaks for them, I suppose. I call it divine favor. People call it breaks. That others call it luck. I call it God's will and God's timing. And you see everything these people have in as far as motivating people. And they do. Like I said, I went to this mortgage one. And when I went to this mortgage one, it was quite different. It wasn't no different than the speaker that was trying to tell you to buy these flipping houses and auctions and all this other stuff. It was, he was inspiring. And the first thing is he said was, look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to look at yourself naked. Do you want to see yourself naked? Then why do you think other people would want to? And everybody cracked up. He said, you need to change yourself. You need to change your body. And it was me, you. It was some good, there's some good things he said. But I want to tell you this. People bought into it. They bought into the program. Well, I want to tell you this. I'm a motivational speaker for the Word of God. And I want to inspire you with faith. So the same logic and mind thinking and encouraging that these speakers say out there to people and that they talk to them and that they encourage them, I'm guaranteeing you ain't got to buy nothing. You just got to get a Bible. You can go online and get one for free. At Bible Gateway, just log in and you can look at all the Word of God free as often as you want. There's some organizations that will send you a Bible if you just ask for it. You get a hold of that Bible. You start reading it. You start changing things in your life. And you get motivated to hear it. So encouraging people changes things. Just like those motivational speakers and these financial gurus that are out there. How can not the Word of God, which has nothing on earth can hold back, how can it not inspire you to get healed? How can it not inspire you to change your life? How can it not inspire you to be more than where you're at? I guarantee you, my friends, I guarantee you that when you think of the Word of God and it inspires you, it's going to change so many things. It will change it. It will change it in a heartbeat. And you just got to trust God, that God has a reason for this happening right now that you're on the air with me, and that God is going to change things. So whether it's in movies, whether it's in this radio broadcast, whether it's in television production, whether it's in singing music, whether it's in counseling and prayer, whether it's another talk show, it's going to inspire you in faith. And you have to trust God to use that. I believe in miracles, my friends. And I see and sense there's going to be a time that we're going to go here in the United States. And there's going to be a wave of miracles. Anytime the kingdom of God has been persecuted and attacked for a long time, then God releases his anointing to prove to people that he is God. And I'm not saying you have to be all charismatic as I don't think so. You just got to believe in God, and you cannot deny the miracles that are happening in people's lives. I know that I throw a lot out there to you. and I pray that you're able to adjust and hear and understand what I'm talking about. And hopefully it becomes something that you can lean back on. In fact, if you ever miss a show, you can always go on RevMediaNetwork.com and look for Midwatch. And usually just click on my face or banner and you'll go to my site, to my archive part of the bio page and stuff. And it has the all the shows there. I'm working on a new system. And it just takes time. We have the server, and we have some of the software as well, so we can actually do a great show. I mean, do a great website, but it just takes time to do that. In fact, I have like 4 websites I have to rebuild. I have to rebuild Rev Life, Rev Media Publishing, Midwatch with the Rev. I have to change all those to this other system because we're gonna go ahead and do a whole new broadcast archive for our broadcast. We're going to have Midwatch with the Rev Radio and Midwatch with the Rev TV on a different format so I can have others update it while I'm traveling. And it's always a challenge, my friends. Always a challenge to see things happen and to get them done. But you just press forward. You press forward. And I'm excited about our guest coming over in just a few minutes. We're going to be going to a break and then we'll be whack with them. And I tell you, it's amazing to see how God has grown his ministry. I've seen his ministry grow. I've seen it grow. I've seen his reach grow in Hollywood. I've seen his reach grow in just everything that it's doing. And I'm sure he has some great new news to share with us and some exciting things coming up. It's just a great thing. It's a great thing to see God do what he's doing in other people's ministry. You know, we need to celebrate other people's success. I think that's another thing that we have to talk about one day and just do a show of it and talk about it, that we have to celebrate other people's success, because there are just so many things out there. So many things out there that we have not celebrated. We get jealous, or I don't know. It just, things just don't work with us sometimes, and we're just kind of disappointed. And I just know we gotta celebrate, because when I say you're disappointed, I'm saying that sometimes you wish you were doing something. Now celebrate. Sow your seeds. If you want to be in television, you want to be in radio, you want to be in filmmaking, you want to be in missions, sow some financial seeds to those things, because that is when, my friends, that is when God will create something for you. Before I got on radio, I was supporting radio. Before I got on TV, I was supporting TV. And before I got on missions, I was supporting missions. And before I got into publishing, I wasn't supporting a publishing book. But I bought plenty of books, so I guess that's supporting it. I bought plenty of books. There's not many ministries out there that send me money so I can print books. We're one of them, but we don't advertise it. People do send gifts, and some of the gifts that we use, we do print books with it. So it just happens that way, my friends. It just happens that way. So I just want to encourage you. You can write us at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Now, was that slow enough? Because everybody tells me, David, you say your address too quick. And I do. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. But I said it slower just a minute ago, so you're able to get that. Our 800 number is 888-642-4767. Again, that number is 888-642-4767. Email me, david@revmedianetwork.com, and I would enjoy talking with you, enjoy praying for you, enjoy being a blessing. People have called the 800 number line, and they're so shocked that I pick up. I do. It rings, and if someone can't pick it up, it forwards to my phone. And if someone's on the line with something else, taking care of the ministry business, then it'll go to my line. We all pray. We all bless. We bless the people that call. And it's been a blessing. It's really been a blessing to do that. I just know God has great things. Great things for all of us. And you got to be inspired. Find something that inspires you in faith. Whatever you're reaching for. And God will bless you with it. We'll be right back with John Ware in about 5 minutes. God bless.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
You've worked so hard. You've done what you've been called to do. You expect big things, and then it doesn't happen. Disappointment creeps into your life, and it brings you down. What happened? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is based on the One Impact Bible published by Zondervan. There is one God, you are one person, and you have one impact. And today is your day to change a life. Why do we feel like we have it all under control? I know in my own life, disappointments hit me when things just don't go my way. What about you? Maybe it's something you've been working on for years, and you think it's the most creative work ever, a one of a kind, and then somebody criticizes it and puts it down. Or maybe your child hasn't lived up to your expectations and made choices on their own. Or maybe it's a failed relationship. You know, we've all had those kinds of disappointments, and they are not fun. But we must remember what God tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And I am so thankful his ways and his thoughts are different from mine, even though I strive to be like him on a daily basis. My life would be an utter mess if I truly believe I had it under control. I don't. My ways and thoughts are often self-seeking, even when I think I'm doing what I've been called to do. God's ways are awesome, mighty, and powerful. His thoughts are about his will, his children, and his kingdom. When you're facing disappointments and you feel that God is distant, he is doing great things through your life. We often don't see it until years later. You know, a friend told me years ago, you have to go through to get through. And often when we look back, we see his powerful hands on our lives. You know, he might be building and molding your character. He might be preparing you for a ministry bigger than you can even imagine. He might be teaching you how to persevere because you are going to do great things through him. It only takes one person to change the course of history. Let go of your disappointments today and be patient. Wait on the one who's going to do great things through your life in his timing and in his ways. I often think about Joseph and how he must have felt when he was sold by his brothers, thrown into prison, and forgotten. Talk about being disappointed. But God didn't forget about him, and he had other plans for his life. Big plans, and he lifted him up to govern over the land of Egypt and provide for all his children during the 7 years of the great famine. I love what Joseph told his brothers. In Genesis 45, verse 7, he says, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Joseph wasn't bitter. He wasn't disappointed. He knew his calling. And you know, God is not going to forget about you either. He loves you, he knows you, and he sees you. And he has an awesome plan for your life. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Visit me at terrysquires.com. So until next time, make your one impact and change a life.
Welcome back to the show, and we're excited to be here and with our next guest. And I was just talking to him just a minute ago, letting him know of all the things that we're going to talk about on the show, but also just to let him know I'm an alumni from his 168 Film Festival. A lot of y'all may not know what it is. I'm going to let him tell you about it, but let's first talk to Mr. John Ware and just ask him just who he is. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate being on.
Hey, not a problem. I know you're in California right now, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's breakfast time for you.
this is my second interview today, actually. I was talking to Alabama, Florida, Georgia.
Awesome.
Earlier, and so we're doing the media cavalcade.
Hey, man. Well, that's good. Tell us a little bit about your faith, John, and then we'll jump into what God has given you to. I mean, you're such a blessing to the film industry, and to just, we'll go into that in just a sec. But go ahead, tell us who you are, brother.
Well, like everybody, I've had a journey, and it's been crazy, and I haven't always been walking with the Lord, but when I finally ran out of options in Ohio, I finally did what I knew I was supposed to, which was move out to L.A. for the film industry, and so I moved out about 95. And so it's been about 20 years, and, you know, I thought I was mostly saved, I think. But when I was telling people I was going to go out here, they said, go to Bel Air Presbyterian Church. And, you know, there are people there in the industry that can help you out with your dreams and your career. So I did, and I went to Bel Air, and I started singing in the choir. And one morning I was going to perform, and they'd started doing these hand motions and doo-woppy kind of stuff, which I really hate. And so I had kind of a bad attitude. I switched lanes. I'm getting off at the exit, And boom, I'm hit from behind by a busload of missionaries.
Oh, wow.
And they were coming back from Mexico on a missions trip, and they had insurance, and so I could relax a little bit. And then, you know, they were not subtle. Missionaries are not subtle.
No,
and,
<they're> not.
You know, they said, here's my insurance. By the way, do you know if you would go to heaven or hell if you died tonight? And, you know, ordinarily I'd be like, get out of my face, but I was just really searching at that point, you know, trying to believe in Jesus with my head. And, you know, it's really not, I don't know that it's possible to believe it with your head. It's something that's given to you. It's, you know, there's a lot of people who are acceptors rather than believers. And so that's where I was. And, you know, they, as we talked, they said, get in the van, you know, so I got in the van. And turned out they were from my hometown church, 2,500 miles away in Ohio.
Wow.
And so it was pretty crazy. And anyway, they talked, and they basically, you know, explained it. And I said, yes, I understand that, you know, but I don't know it. I don't believe it. I don't. You know, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? They said, and that just sounded like a ridiculous cliche to me because I didn't have that. And they said, well, you go home and pray, and you ask God to prove it to you, is what they said. And I said, oh no, I'm far too important for that. I'm busy. I have a date, and I have sales presentations, and I'm making a lot of money, and blah blah blah. And but they said, never mind all that, he'll take care of that, you just go home and pray. And I did, and, you know, I prayed for about a week whenever I had a spare moment, I'd be praying. And I don't know what the transaction was, but at some point, I was able to go from acceptance to belief. And then I think, you know, God could use me a lot better. And so from there, 168 kind of grew out of an entertainment fellowship that I was leading. And, you know, it's just become something really exciting today.
Amen, amen. Now, what was your first competition like when you put it together? And what year was that?
Ha, that was 2003. And I actually wrote one of the films that year. And we had 13 total films. It's funny the way it started. You know, there were a bunch of people, you know, saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to make a film. And, you know, we wanted to give them a way to do it and push them off the cliff, so to speak. So we developed a contest, kind of patterned loosely on the 48, to where you'd have, instead of a prop, a line of dialogue, and a genre, you'd have a theme, a verse, and a week.
Yeah.
So, The structure hasn't changed much since then. It's always been a theme, a verse, and a week. Basically, we pick a theme. This year's theme is atonement, winning the other side. And, you know, there's human atonement, like you did something wrong was done to you and it has to be fixed. You have to win your brother to the other side. Or, you know, the actual, you know, ultimate atonement in Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
Yeah.
So the films will range, you know, all along that spectrum from human atonement all the way to Jesus' work on the cross. And there's a lot more evangelistic films this year because of the theme.
So what is your count now on entries?
Well, we have 150 films that were turned in, and we're in the process now through, like, the end of June. We'll finish up the judging process, and then the festival is August 8 through 10, and the website is 168film.com. People can find out about that, as well as our writing competition called Write a Passage, and that starts in October, and that's kind of like a theme, a verse, and a week as well, but instead of making a film, you make a 12-page script in a week. So it's kind of like a gateway to filmmaking. We have a lot of people make films out of their rite of passage scripts. And that's exciting because it makes us more like a kind of like a micro studio.
Yeah.
And where we identify great works of art and we see them through to fruition.
Oh, wow. So this theme, Atonement, you're bringing in a lot of evangelistic movies this year?
Yeah, there are quite a few. We've just been through our initial jury selection, and so I haven't seen a whole lot of the films, but, you know, we have Bible verses from Genesis to Revelation. There are dramas, animations, documentaries. I haven't seen a zombie film this year, but we've had a lot of those. There are comedies. There's something about a school for henchmen.
Okay.
Where henchmen kind of, you know, they're all dressed the same. They learn how to get beat up by a superhero. They're funny. There's infighting angels. There's one
wow.
that tells the truth about chewing gum.
Okay.
There's a couple of musicals, at least. There's a boxing film from Australia.
Wow.
We have films from all over the world, and they're shot all in location. We send a Bible verse. They send us a finished film in 17 days.
Wow. When was the competition held this year?
Well, we started on the 13th of May, and they were turned in on the 30th of May. And now we're just, it's very fresh. So we're just in the jury process, and we'll show the best 80 films on August 8th through 10th in Glendale, California. And it's an inexpensive ticket. It's a short plane ride, so, you know, we definitely invite y'all to come on. In fact, there's 21 Texas teams.
Wow. we're in Houston.
I mean,
that's pretty good for the state of Texas, 21 of us.
Oh, it's amazing. You guys are real good filmmakers, y'all.
Yeah, we are. But that's awesome. Now, do you do a screening online as well? Do you release them online, pay-per-view or something like that?
Well, the films are going to be released online kind of selectively because we kind of hold them back for a year.
Okay.
There will be a membership route that people can sign up for membership
Oh, okay.
And see the film.
All right.
But, yeah. So there's a lot online already. You can go and check out 168 on YouTube at 168 Film Project.
Okay. Yeah, you should try tying like some kind of when you have your Glendale release, that they can view the Glendale release mm-hmm. online and stream that.
Yeah. Well, we're working on something like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I got an IPTV station as well, so you know, I could help you on anything. Just let me know. But when they go out there, what do the judges do? What is their main focus? I mean, of course, a good quality film, but what is their main focus is being a judge?
Well, it's interesting that you ask because one of our biggest criteria is called scriptural integration.
Okay.
And of course, we don't allow gratuitous sex language violence and no swearing and using God's name in vain. But scriptural integration is roughly 20% of the, quote, grade for the films. And that means how well the story is founded on the verse. So you can't just read the verse and say that's scriptural integration. You have to build the story on the verse. Because, you know, a lot of people have stories in their head that they want to tell, and they get a verse and they try to, you know, shoehorn it in there. But, you know, the best stories are the ones that are built on, say, the prodigal son parable or,
yeah,
a wise man shows his anger at once. A fool shows his anger at once. A wise man covers shame. You know, there's some great meaty stories that you can get from that.
Yeah.
And so 20% of the grade is scriptural integration. The rest is visual and audio, technical details and picture quality and it's part storytelling. It's all those things that go into making a film. And we come up with the final score, and that score determines where they place. And then, you know, we have a final jury that, the celebrity jury with all our amazing people that are on the website.
Oh, cool.
And they judge the final awards, and the most exciting part this year is the best short film will win a production budget to make a feature film up to $1 million.
Wow. Now, is this the biggest prize you've been able to offer?
Yes, it is. It is the biggest prize. It's from our presenting sponsor, Echolight Studios. And it just really has electrified the whole community. And we have doubled in size as far as entries are concerned this year.
Well, it sounds like God's taking you to another level, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the quality's way up, too. And
that's what I was going to ask you. How's the quality been over the past few years as far as the filmmaking? And there's so much more technology advancing and things getting cheaper. Are you getting better films now?
Absolutely. The films get better every year. The story's the hardest part, you know?
Yeah.
You can always throw more technical pizzazz and explosions and things like that. But story is the most difficult part for all filmmakers, not just the beginners.
You know? Oh, absolutely.
You get a great story, and, we'll watch even if you're shooting, on a camera phone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's always about story.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure there's some people that never shot a film before and that have joined, myself being included. Are they surprised, or do you get a lot of phone calls of how hard this is?
There's always people every year that can't get it done, that have to drop out. And we give them what help we can, but it's more of a practicum. It's like get in there and fail, and if you fail, it's not going to hurt you.
Absolutely.
We want to provide a safe place to fail.
Amen.
And we want to ask the deep questions of filmmakers, writers, and audiences and allow them to explore the scripture and ask, is it really relevant for today? Well, show me on the screen. And I think that, to do that, these short films are helping to redefine faith-friendly and faith-based film in terms of quality and inspirational message. And, we're making, not just making films, but we're also making filmmakers. And some of these filmmakers will be able, through their success and their hard work, they'll be able to change the industry.
Yeah.
And they will change the industry. And we hope that, when they get to that level, that they'll remember that little experiment with the theme, a verse in a week. And do the honorable things, and fight for truth, beauty, and goodness, and including and excluding certain things.
Amen.
From the films that get made.
Amen. Tell us about some of your success stories that you may have had that came through 168.
Well, the most visible is probably a 8-year-old named Maggie Jones. Maggie was 6 years old when she won Best Actress in 2010. For a film called The Party, and she was great. She played the daughter of an alcoholic man, and the woman, her mom, was being abused, and so, she wanted to know if it's okay. She asked her mom, is it okay to do something bad if it's to help someone you love? And her mom says, well, it depends, So she goes about making a tea party for her dad, and he drinks beer, so she pours him the beer. And earlier in the film, you had seen her scream because there was a spider, and dad tells her that the spider, the daddy long legs, it won't hurt you unless you eat it, and then it's poison and it can kill you. So you see her, and he comes up to the tea party and he's watching her as she takes the daddy long legs and smushes it up and puts it in his beer. So she's going to kill him in her own mind to save her mom. And so the editing is perfect because, you have a shot of the daddy, shot of the girl, shot of the daddy, shot of the beer, and the thing floating at the bottom. And just as he's about to drink, she saves him.
Hmm.
And It's just riveting. So that girl went on to star in Footloose, and we bought a zoo with Matt Damon, and she was on Ben and Kate, the Fox TV series. And that's kind of a long-winded answer. But
no, that's fine. That's fine. No, that's good. Now, tell us about some of the celebrity judges you've had over the past and who you have this year.
Well, we've got Gary Hall from Fox, Fox TV. He's in control of all your favorite shows on Fox, like 24, which they're doing a new season. There's Susanna Zepeda. She's over at Fandango. There's Brian Bird, amongst others. He's the writer of Touched by an Angel, writer producer of Touched by an Angel. And there's Stephen Baldwin is in the film this year. There's Emiati Koriascu. I am butchering the name, but she's her film won Best Film at Sundance 2012 for Best Director. It was the first black female director. So there's quite a good amount of star power in the films this year. One of the films shot on the USS Iowa battleship, which was pretty amazing.
That is awesome.
There's a little mini documentary online on our YouTube channel at 168 Film Project. On YouTube, and you can go and see what it was like down on that shoot. And over the years, we've had Stephen Baldwin involved as a presenter. We've had Kevin Sorbo from Hercules involved. We've had Corbin Burnson involved. Rebecca St. James, Grammy-winning Christian contemporary artist. We've had Zach Levi, the star of Chuck and the Chipmunks. And so there's always great talent around the project.
Amen. Now, how's Hollywood responded to the 168 film? What is their look? And I mean, it seems like there's a lot of openness to it as far as the people that you've been mentioning.
Hollywood is, intrigued. They're very interested in great films. They're not quite comfortable with the spiritual aspects, as you might expect. But we have really good support from secular, companies. We've been sponsored by Sony, Panasonic, Aiki, Roland. We've been sponsored by Kinaflow. And we are respected very much because we do excellent work at the top.
Amen.
That's
good. It's like what's happened these last couple of years, and you've noticed it. Obviously, you're in the business. There's been a hunger for Christian movies, and there's been an openness for it to get released in theaters. I think there's more Christian movie makers than I've ever remembered out there now, churning out films. I interview a whole bunch of them during the whole year. So, definitely, you've been sowing your seeds, and you've been watering and planting for a long time now. So God's going to continue to grow this for you, brother.
Well, thank you. Do we have time for a story or two?
Yeah, we do. Hey, I looked up my date that I was on. I was 2006. That's when I was on the 168.
Oh, one of my favorite years. Yeah, 2006 is one of the big success stories. The film that won that year was Cinque Minuti, and it was a story of what if you were about to jump off a bridge and kill yourself, and Jesus Christ himself came by as you were standing over the canals of Milan. It's in Italian with English subtitles. You can find it on the web, and it's been downloaded about 1 million times.
Wow.
The actress that starred in that is named Barbara Sanua, and she's Italian. She's got cystic fibrosis, and she's had 2 heart transplants. And so she got really bad just a week ago, and they were shooting a film, same company, and she was starring again, and she had to do the last of her lines from her hospital bed in ICU.
Really?
And she was waiting for her third heart transplant. So she is apparently been sent home to die by the Italian, that's the Italian way, apparently, but she's been getting a lot better and may, in fact, be getting a heart transplant. We don't know. So, you know, if your listeners would pray for Barbara, that would be wonderful, and her family and friends. It's been a hard thing because she's a friend.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'll pray for our work in the healing ministry. I go to mission trips. I'm always in India. I tell you, I went through one village where the entire village was healed. There was no sickness. 1,000 people. Everybody healed.
Wow.
So it's what I do beside the radio and television. I'm out there. I publish books. So if you ever want to write a book on this, I can help you do that. I just tell you, God just wants us to be busy for him. and we'll pray for her, and we'll definitely lift her up in prayer and see some miracles happen in her life as well. Tell us some more stories, my brother. Right. We got time.
Okay. One of the ways we know God is involved is by how we reach into places that we'd never get to without this vehicle. One of our films has been produced from Australia. In fact, five have. But this one in particular sent me a note, and he said, you know, about the film industry in Australia, in Perth. He said there's very few Christians in film, so most of the cast and crew are non-Christian, and it's amazing to see them get into the story. He said, no matter how far each person was from God, you could see them moving just one step closer. And being really humble, he said, whether or not we are selected to screen at the festival, simply exposing the cast and crew to God's word was worthwhile.
Mm.
And I would have never made this film without 168.
Wow. That's amazing. So that is amazing. That's an awesome testimony. Amen. Tell us some more, yeah. Brother. We love it.
Well, another way we know God's involved is the verse assignment. We do, you know, a random verse assignment to start off the project. And nobody's allowed to write until they get their verse. So, you know, there's a great ceremony around the verse assignment, and people are hoping that the story in their head matches the story that's inspired by the verse. And so, you know, if they're in Perth or, you know, we have teams this year, we have teams in Ethiopia, in Zambia, South Africa, Great Britain, France, Canada, even Ohio. There's teams in Ohio, if you believe that. And so wherever they are in the world, we send them via email a random Bible verse. But in Los Angeles, they actually come in and they line up and they pick a stone because the stones will cry out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we put a hidden Bible verse underneath the stone. This year, actually, we had a volunteer actually write the verses word for word on these stones. So
wow.
People got that as a keepsake. And, oh, by the way, there's a film of Barbara on her, you know, in the ICU talking about God on our Facebook page, and people can go and check out and, you know, become part of the community on Facebook, 168 Film Project. But, so when we do this verse assignment, which was on the 13th of May this year, the filmmakers, there were about 55 of them, they line up, and one by one they pick a stone. Well, in 2006, which was the year you were involved, there was a film called, I forget the name of it, I'm blanking, but the star of it was Marika Derides. She was 14 years old at the time, and she won Best Actress. And she was great, she deserved it, but 2 months later, being an epileptic, Marika died. She, her parents forgot to ask her to, you know, did you take your medicine? And she drowned. She had a seizure. And so, you know, this felt horrible for Chris, her father. And he said he was going to make a film in her honor. And I said, that's great, Chris, you know. But, you know, not really wanting to push him or even expecting him to do it. But in 2007, we lined up for the assignment, and he was the 52nd team to pick a stone and to get his verse. And there were, I think there were 63 verses picked that year out of 30,000 and some verses in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And the theme was decisions and destiny. And so Chris walks up, he selects a stone, he reads the verse, and it looked like he'd been run over by a truck. And he's the only one that knows what the verse is. There are 12 verses left on the table, and he picks this one. So the question is, what verse does God give to a man who's just lost his daughter 8 months prior? So I walk up to him with the microphone, because we read them, and then they go about making their preparations. And I said, God does arrange things. And you can see all this, because we videotaped it live with two cameras. And that is up on our YouTube channel as well. It's you can Google it under Doritos Assignment 168. That'll get it. D-O-U-R-I-D-A-S is the spelling. And so, you know, I told him, I said, God arranges things and you're going to know. I told him that before he picked the stone. So put the microphone in his face and he reads Mark 5, 35, and 36, and it says, some men came from the house of Jairus, and they said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any longer? And the whole place just starts bawling and praying. And but it continued, the verse continued, saying, Jesus overheard this, and he said, don't be afraid any longer. Just believe. So that was the message that Chris needed to learn. Don't be afraid, just believe.
Wow.
And so he goes about now, in 2007, 8 months after his daughter has died, making a film about a woman whose daughter has died, and she's grieving. And he had horrible problems on the cast and crew, and just getting the film done was a real struggle. But at the very end of this whole thing, he got it done, and he crossed the finish line with his finished film, and he was just totally full of joy because he'd come through for his daughter. And it was quite an amazing film. I mean, just watching the look on his face, the look on my face.
Yeah, I bet.
When I see what the verse is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Your listeners can check that out.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Give us your websites again one more time.
168film.com.
168, and Facebook?
Facebook's 168 Film Project.
Amen. And give us the dates of the premieres and stuff.
The film festival will be August 8th through 10th in Glendale, California, at the Center for Performing Arts. We also have a writing competition that's coming up, which is kind of like a gateway to filmmaking. A lot of people jump in, and it's a lot easier to write 12 pages in a week than it is to shoot a 10-minute film.
Yeah,
so definitely. A lot of people do that, and it's great for beginners because it's a mentored competition. So they jump in and they write a draft, and then they send it to their mentor. We call them development executives. And they get critique and notes, and they rewrite, and then they turn in a final draft. And that each DE gets 6 writers, and they pick the best 2 to go to the finals, and then the winner gets $1,000, and quite often the winning films or the winning scripts get made into films. And that's exciting because it takes us from kind of a speed film contest to a kind of like a micro studio.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome, brother.
Yeah, we are real excited about the future, and we're not just making films, we're making filmmakers.
Amen. And that's why I was excited to get you on the show, because I know about your project and what y'all do, and even experiencing it myself, and just knowing that, hey, at this time, at this time of our world, we need more Christian films. And you're churning them out, brother. You're churning out people that learn how to make a film. And you're like a assembly line.
It's kind of like, you familiar with Roger Corman?
Yeah, I know Roger Corman's work. Yeah.
Roger Corman has made hundreds, maybe thousands of films, kind of salacious, some of them, exploitation films, some of them. I say we're Roger Corman with a conscience.
You know what? That could be true. That is very true. Oh, wow. Amen. Well, hey, I hate to let you go, but we're at the end of our show already because I've really enjoyed talking with you and getting to know you just these last 25, 30 minutes. And we're excited about what you're doing. And hey, who knows? I may join the next one next year.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you.
Amen, brother. And if you need anything on IPTV or media, if you want to do a television interview later on, we can do it on Skype and put you on the television broadcast as well. So just let your publicist know that, and we'll get you scheduled in, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen. That was Mr. John Ware, and I tell you what, it was an excellent, excellent interview. I love when I just ask a few questions and they just share, and it's something awesome that he's doing, and I really believe that that's just God. That's just God putting things together and making things happen. Again, 168film.com, or you can go visit him on Facebook/168filmfestival. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you for listening. And just know that your dreams are possible. When you release yourself to God, God will release your dreams to you, my friends. God bless you. We'll see you next time on The Midwatch. Email me, David@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.